So today it turns out that I'm an honorary blonde, which has been fantastic. I spent a lovely half hour with the Business Blondes, four friends of mine, on their, I don't know what you call it, their Facebook TV show, I suppose you'd say, the Business Blondes. That's my friends Penny Power, Kim Adele Platt, Sam Lindley and Carol Ann Rice. Four fantastic, bubbly, positive, successful businesswomen. And I think it was episode 10. They only recently started the show, but this is episode 10. And they asked me on, I guess, for two things. One, to talk about my kind of crazy reinvention 5 years ago. And then again, to talk about, I suppose, the power of storytelling in business, all the stuff that you and I are talking about on this podcast, how important it can be for brands, businesses and leaders and what have you, to tell better stories, to engage with their audiences and build their business. And it was really great because today, as it happens, is the first day of our second lockdown in the UK, in England, excuse me. And it would be easy to feel, you know, a bit put upon, because for many people it's a real, you know, it's a real problem, and I don't want to diminish that. But on the other hand, one of the things Carol Ann said on the programme really made me think and be sort of happy, which is, in the UK this year, 85,000 businesses have been registered. Now, I don't know how that compares with normal. I don't know how that compares with the number of businesses that will be lost this year. But to me, it's a lovely sign of positivity and optimism, you know, because there are things, there are opportunities out there. And if we can, as business people, hold fast and stay the course, when we come through the other side, which we will do, you will be in a better position. And I'm, you know, I'm speaking from experience. You know, when my company was 5 years old, which is, you know, just about the time when I first started my business, the pessimists that I knew would say things like, 95% of companies don't last past 5 years. They'd say things like that, right? And I was like, well, I'm not 95%, I'm the 5%. And it turned out that the dot-com crash happened 5 years after we started, really. And it was very hard, but we got through it. And the financial crisis happened in, what, 2007, 2008, 2009, something like that. And it was hard, but we got through it. And of course, the flip side of the hardness is, of anything, the harder it is, the less competition there is. And right now, for better or worse, the reality is there's a Darwinian process going on in our world, in our business world, in whatever market you're in whatever vertical, whatever niche. And some of the competition will fall away. Some of the competition will choose to try and find easier pickings. But if you can stay the course, if you can keep to the path, if you can hold fast, you will come out on the other side and you will be stronger and you will be well positioned to take advantage of what will happen when the market grows again. So that's one of the reasons why it was so lovely to be with these four lovely bubbly women who are positive by nature, because I'm positive by nature and I hope you are. And I hope you've got people around you who can give you that, because that can really help too. Anyway, if you want to watch the show, you can find it on Facebook if you remember the right groups, but the backup, I think they also published it to YouTube. Search for Business Blondes on YouTube. I think it's episode 10 that I'm the guest in. But you'll see my name anyway. And thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.